Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Conrad DeQuadros, partner and senior economist at RDQ Economics in New York. Conrad, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me start out here by asking you to step back and give us the big picture. When you look at the U.S. economy, what do you see?
Well, I think that what we might need to do is look through some of the volatility in the numbers in the first 4 months of this year, and that we had some pretty strong economic data in January, February. The last couple of months, some reports like employment in March and April have been a bit on the weaker side. And there is the potential that we had more of a boost to activity in the early part of the year because of the warm winter than at least I was expecting was the case back in January and February. Maybe we're getting some payback for that. But you always have to look through the volatility in these economic numbers. And if we look at the last 4 months, employment has risen on average by 200,000 per month. Retail sales is up close to 8% so far this year at an annual rate. The industrial production data have been decent, even though there's been a lot of volatility month to month. We had a weak report in March, and then yesterday a much stronger report for April. So I think if we look through some of that volatility, I still think you see an economy that's growing at a moderate pace, and certainly better than some of the concerns that have been driven by the softening in March and April.
Well, are we heading for a replay of last year, possibly, when things looked pretty good early in the year and then just sort of stalled out?
I'm not sure that we'll see a replay of that. I think last year it was driven by initially the supply chain disruptions to the manufacturing sector from the tragedy in Japan. And then we had and something that we are seeing a bit of a replay of, an intensification of fears from Europe. But in addition, we had the debt ceiling debacle in the summer and all the concerns related with that. So a lot of things happened last year that I think resulted in a pullback in economic activity as people were concerned about the increased uncertainties across the globe. And this time, some of those uncertainties still persist. I don't think that there's a near-term risk from U.S. fiscal issues like we saw last year, although I do think that that's a risk for early 2013. But I do think that the recovery a year on is better entrenched. I do think if you look at things like business equipment investment, which in the first 4 months of this year, this is from the industrial production report yesterday, that's up 16%. Business confidence has risen since last year, and businesses are saying that they intend to invest more in capital and in labor than they were saying last year. So I think that there probably is a feeling, at least in the U.S., that the recovery is on a stronger footing. There's less concern about the unsustainability of the recovery from U.S. businesses. So despite some of the concerns related to Europe, and despite the concerns which may intensify as we get towards the end of this year, if there isn't a resolution of the tax issues in the U.S., I think that the economy is likely to continue to grow and probably at a stronger pace than what we've seen in the first quarter, which was the 2.2% real GDP growth rate that might get revised down a bit.
Okay, 2.2%, it gets revised down possibly. That's really not enough to get the labor force going, is it?
Well, you know, one of the issues with the GDP report is that it has painted a much weaker picture of the economy than what some of the other reports are pointing to. And there's always the potential for revisions to GDP numbers, as we've seen over the last couple of years, when initially the recession was revised to be much stronger than it was initially reported. 2010 growth was reported. Sorry, the recession was deeper. 2010 growth was reported much stronger than initially reported back in 2010. So GDP data get revised. I think if we look at the balance of economic data, the payroll data, the retail sales reports, where the April retail sales report, the underlying details of that report were strong. If we look at the industrial production report yesterday, all of these are painting a more upbeat picture of economic activity. And if we look at the employment data over the last 4 months, 200,000 increases in non-farm payrolls on average, averaging through the volatility, that is a decent gain in employment and a gain that generally would result in declines in the unemployment rate. So, you know, we have seen more of a drop in the unemployment rate than most of us were expecting. The rate is down 1%. Since August. A big portion of that is due to drops in labor force participation, but it does seem that those lower labor force participation rates are something that are more persistent than we would have thought several months ago.
Should we be really concerned about Europe, Conrad, briefly here?
Well, you know, I think the issue is that, you know, Europe is back on the table. I think many of us didn't think that that would be the case so soon. With Greece now, we have to wait until the middle of June for the election and some clarity on whether Greece will continue with its austerity plans that will enable it to continue to get bailout money. So that there's the uncertainty there. I think it remains the case that Greece moving away from its austerity plans is going to be a lot more costly to that country than continuation of those plans. And for those people who are anti-austerity and anti-bailout, the austerity will be much more significant if they don't continue with those plans. So I still think that if you want to be rational about this, we will see Greece continue with austerity, and we won't see a significant deterioration there. But, you know, there is the uncertainty and there is the concern that people might be irrational.
Conrad DeQuadros, partner and senior economist at RDQ Economics in New York.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.